Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It's time for your daily dose of all things Chicago sports. This is the Daily Score. Now, here's your host, Mark Grody.
Hello and welcome into the Daily Score. I am Mark Grody, and this episode is coming to you from Hallis Hall, where the war room is a couple floors up from where I am right now in the NFL Network wing of the hall. And the first round of the draft is in. The Bears get Caleb Williams at number one overall, the big-time quarterback out of USC. He is a Chicago Bear. The Bears at number nine took Roma Dunze, the wide receiver out of Washington. And you know so much about Caleb Williams, but you know, Roma Dunze, and I'm sure you know tons about him as well, 6'3", 215, over 1,600 yards receiving. We'll hear from him here in just a little bit. The Bears still have picks in the third and fourth rounds. We'll see if that's what it is or if there's any moving and shaking by Ryan Poles. But I thought this was a good night for the Bears. You know, it's quality over quantity for sure with the Bears having four picks. I even asked Ryan Poles at the press conference, does it feel weird that you have had double-digit picks in your first 2 years, and now here you are after that, you know, 10 and 11 picks, now four picks. It's, if they stay there, it's not going to be very eventful. His answer to me was a good one. He said, doesn't bother me being that we have the number one and the number nine picks. So we all understand the impact. And we also know that the Bears did a lot of things with their draft picks to acquire talent such as Montez Sweat for their second round pick. And we'll get into some of that later, but let's get to some of the players in this. Are going to hear from Ryan Poles here in a second. First, let's hear from the guy that we have been talking about for virtually a year, and that is the quarterback Caleb Williams out of USC, drafted number one. Here's what he sounded like.
You obviously look into it to be the only team without a 3,000-yard passer, I believe, right? 4,000? 4,000, yeah, four. You look into it, and you wonder why, and I ask questions, obviously. I have no shame in asking questions. And so, you know, you ask why and things like that. And they're all for answering questions. They told the truth. And, you know, that's what that was. They told me the truth. They told me and my dad the truth about why and what and where and how it's going to change. And, you know, that's what we're excited about.
Why has every quarterback sucked in your history? Is this going to happen to me? Am I going to get this disease that has befallen other quarterbacks? You know, I mean, it's like I think that Caleb Williams comes in as a better prospect than either Mitch Trubisky or Justin Fields, and especially in Fields. I mean, both were very good prospects, and Fields especially seemed to be dynamic in the weapons. I mean, we don't have to relive how excited everybody was for Justin Fields. We'll say he is the best prospect. I'll also say that he has more around him than either Mitch Trubisky or Justin Fields, probably at any point in time, at least on paper, in their careers. You know, you had Mitch had Allen Robinson. Justin Fields had Allen Robinson when he wasn't really Allen Robinson anymore, but he had DJ Moore. Really not a counterpart to DJ Moore because of Darnell Mooney's struggles and just the wide receiver crew in general. And then you had developing players as well. So yes, that's what it can be different. But I think the number one reason why things can be different is just Caleb Williams is different. He's a spectacular college player. And yes, they're, you know, not saying he doesn't have a long way to go. And I'm not saying that he's going to be like lights, camera, action right out of the gates, and there's going to be development and all of that. But I do think Caleb Williams is different than Justin Fields and Mitch Trubisky. So we're going to hear a ton from Caleb Williams. By the way, today, Caleb Williams will be at Hallis Hall Also, Roma Dunze is going to be at House Hall, a 4 p.m. press conference today. So we'll see these guys live in person and get to ask them even more questions. But let's get to Roma Dunze. Roma Dunze was the guy, you know, polls made it very clear that they did not – he was sweating, and you're going to hear from polls there in a second. This is the guy they wanted, man, and it wasn't necessarily even a position group thing. Turned out this was just the player that they fell in love with. Roma Dunze, let's hear what he had to say after.
I think they're getting a versatile receiver. I think I do a lot of things well on the field, honestly. From playing outside, playing inside, catching contested balls, creating separation. I feel like I do all these things at a high level. So, and I'm looking to come and make that immediate impact, you know, find my role within the team with great receivers like Keenan Allen and DJ Moore already there. Just finding my role within that and create avenues for the offense to have success.
Yeah, like I said, over 1,600 yards receiving. He also had 13 touchdowns. One of the numbers that I really like is the fact that he did 18 yards per catch last year. This is a big, big play receiver. You know, I don't expect a lot of dink and dunk going on with him. But what a great situation he's in, because you know, think about Caleb Williams has his nest with Keenan Allen and DJ Moore. So does Roma Dunze at this point. So this is a big-time playmaker, Roma Dunze, and terrific dude as well. All right, so those are your two top guys, Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze. And then when the night was all over, Ryan Poles did come downstairs to see us in the media room. We had a chance to talk to him. And one of the first things that was asked to Ryan Poles was about Caleb Williams. When did you know Caleb would be the guy?
Yeah, it's kind of two parts. Like when you watch the tape, it was easy to see the talent. Wanted him on our team, but it was all about going through the process. So once we got through the 30 visit and spent time with him, got him with some of the guys on our team, he kind of felt good about the person, the culture fit. Knew at that point that he was going to help us, and we were ready to go.
Ryan, you guys had three breakout groups: determined receiver, tackle.
You know who won that competition.
I know now. Right, so I asked you the other day about, you know, if you had an opportunity to pick, and I don't know where Rome was on your personal board, but I said if you had the opportunity to pick the third receiver or maybe the top edge, top D tackle, how would you kind of go about that process? What made receiver be ultimately the answer for you?
I'd go back one step. It wasn't so much like a specific position group. The players, you know, like I told you the other day, Ian and I sequenced the board out all the way across. And Rome was extremely high on that list. That's why I was nervous that he wasn't going to be there at 9. Our simulations, it was about a 50-50 shot if he was going to be there. But as it started to unfold, Ian had to hold me back from not trying to trade up and do something crazy to get him. But it ended up working out really well.
What was your knowledge on the front end of the workout that they had with Rome and Caleb with having DJ and Keenan out there?
Yeah, I found out. Was it 2 days ago that popped out? And I thought it was pretty cool. Still, at that point, I was nervous that that wasn't going to be able to work out or we'd have to do something to make that work out. So when I found that, it was cool. And obviously now that group's worked together, which is good.
Ryan, we talked to him. You see all the talent. That's obvious. You see what he brings to the table. On your end, how do you make sure that the Bears get this right?
Yeah, that's a great question. One, the infrastructure has to be there, and I think we've done that part to have the talent around our quarterback now. I think the other thing is it's going to be our entire organization is going to have to be on the same page on how we handle this, how we develop Caleb. But I'll also say that it's I think we have a really good approach with all the players, and I think that's different than maybe it was in the past. The way that we take it really serious in terms of the development from a nutritional standpoint to performance, to mental skills, to how our coaches teach. Like, I think we've made some really good strides there, but it's going to take everybody, and everyone's got to be on the same page We got to adjust to strengths and weaknesses that the player has.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Ryan Poles right there. I mean, I like the one of the themes, too, is the press conference that would go on is that, you know, Ryan Poles even kind of said it that I think his exact words were, I'm done with it, when he's talking about how bad the Bears quarterbacks have been in the past and sort of the what the organization has been cursed with through the years. So, you know, it sounds like, and I keep comparing this to the 2016 Cubs when everything changed, when the organization, the Cubs, were very popular, but they were losers in a lot of ways, you know, through the years, the lovable losers. And the Bears, you know, to in a different way, very similar, extremely popular, unbelievably faithful fan base, but six playoff wins since 1985. It does feel like there is change in the air in that regard. Like, I think Ryan Poles understands that you can't do things the way business is done in the past. And there's been a lot of faults in this building that I'm in right now in terms of making the offense work. So no guarantees in any way, shape, or form. As far as today, with a third, right now the Bears have today a third round pick, 75th overall. I mean, it seems to me like defense would be the obvious place to go at this point. They did so much offensively, splash-wise, with Keenan Allen in terms of acquiring him in the offseason and the two offensive linemen as well that they went out and got. But I'm thinking, you know, inside or outside, I'm guessing probably defensive end. Maybe they pile, you know, maybe a couple guys in the third or fourth rounds. Look, Ryan Poles has also been had a certain amount of success drafting offensive linemen. Obviously, he's made Braxton Jones into a starter at left tackle, and Darnell Wright was a pretty good get. I think Nate Davis will play out eventually. I know it was rough last year, missing camp and then just dealing with some personal issues. So hopefully he comes back. Center's an issue. Center is an issue. I don't know the direction that they're going right there. My gut is that they're not going to use those picks third and fourth to go get a center. I just don't know that you're going to get the value there. So a lot, you know, unless they decide that there's a best player available situation, but I just don't see that happening. You know, it's definitely like right now, center wise, you've got Ryan Bates or Coleman Shelton. And, you know, I think Shelton would be the, at least he's my clubhouse leader. But I don't know if either of them is the plan to be the center, but we shall see. So plenty of questions still to be answered. Again, presser out here at Halas Hall today, late afternoon. And man, boy, we are going to be talking a lot of Bears in this offseason, because this is truly the next era. And I'm glad that we're all going to be in on this together. That's it for today's edition of The Daily Score. Hope you guys all have a great rest of your day. Thank you for watching and listening. For our executive producer, Ray Diaz, I am Mark Grody. I'll talk to you soon.
Giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.